愿因为平安同我哋父上帝，我哋主耶稣基督归俾在座同埋响线上参与直播崇拜嘅弟兄姊妹，尤其是两位接受今日圣洗礼嘅弟兄姊妹，阿门。
Grace and peace to all brothers and sisters here and online, especially to our brother and sister who are being baptized today, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
今日讲题，大家睇到系咪？在地若天嘅生命，可以话系所有人向往嘅理想生活。
Today's topic is about living out paradise on earth, which can also be said living an ideal life.
对一般人嚟讲，
According to most people,
生活有咩好得过在地若天快活过神仙呢？
What's better than living on cloud nine at all times?
一男一女结咗婚之后，如果能够成为神仙眷侣啊，可以话死而无憾啦。
And when people get married, the goal is to be a match made in heaven.
所以无论系中西嘅文化，在地若天呢种生活嘅课题啊，系从来冇缺席嘅。
Therefore, no matter Western or Eastern culture, wanting to live out paradise on earth is no unfamiliar concept.
而且是影响深远。
It has reached every corner of society.
昔日哥罗西教会就面临这个劫难。
Even ancient communities, such as the church in Colossae, couldn't escape this thinking.
所以使徒保罗呢就用了很严厉的斥责去讲俾哥林多教会人听，你哋系受住呢种错误嘅思想搅扰。
So the apostle Paul harshly criticized the church in Colossae for their incorrect thinking.
咁保罗斥责佢嘅内容咧，就响哥罗西书第二章入边系全部展现出嚟。
Paul wrote his criticisms in chapter 2.
首先佢话呢啲理论啊，呢啲思想啊，都系人用花言巧语去迷惑你哋嘅。
These ideas of living are all fine sounding arguments to deceive you.
当然呢啲花言巧语呢会令人觉得你好有智慧喎，令人哋好向往。
Even though these teachings will have an appearance of wisdom that people yearn for.
但是保罗话呢啲都系世上嘅小学，点解呢？因为表面就好深奥，但实际呢系于事无补嘅。
In the end, they are only hollow and deceptive philosophies, deep on the outside, but shallow on the inside.
因为这些理论呢，只是建基在不可立、不可尝、不可摸这些这样的条例上面，空有其表，夸夸其谈，不切实际，到最后都是落空。
These teachings are only built on rules such as do not handle, do not taste, do not touch,which are just empty, exaggerated, and impractical disappointments.
他们为了表现自己所讲的真实的时候，于是他们就故意谦虚，敬拜天使这种特别的诗意的敬拜，苦待自己，用这些各种虚假的行为，各种的虚伪的做法来去哗众取宠。
Those false teachers are the ones who outwardly worship angels,and fake humility by treating their own bodies harshly to deceive people.
其实我们中国人呢对保罗以上所讲的东西就是很熟悉的了。
The people who Paul is criticizing are quite similar to people we know nowadays as well.
所以事实上我们都会有这样的结果的，就是说讲就所向无敌，做就有心无力，苦就吃了不少了，但是乐就无由之极。
And the end result is all talk but no action. Their suffering on earth never leads to any meaningful joy or hope.
咁样讲，系咪基督徒就无法享受在地若天呢种生活呢？
With that in mind, does that mean that Christians cannot actually live our paradise on earth?
当然唔系啦。
Certainly not.
所以跟住保罗响哥罗西书第三章一到四节就详细去解释。
Therefore, Paul in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4 explains.
第一点就是因为。
First point, because.
因为过去我们与基督一同死，一同复活。
So in the past, we have already died and resurrected with Jesus Christ.
在三章一节讲，你们若真与基督一同复活。
In chapter 3, verse 1, it says, since you have been raised with Christ.
就是那些已经 受咗圣洗礼，一同与基督一同死，一同复活，一同埋葬，然后与基督一同复活嘅真基督徒。
So these are those who have, with the baptism, have died and been buried with Christ and become Christians resurrected into new life.
所以我哋一方面向罪咧，睇自己系已经死咗噶。
On one hand, we have died to our old life of sin.
唔再俾罪，唔再俾呢一个嘅世界喺我哋必死嘅身上咧去作威作福。
Not letting sin rule over our lives anymore.
但向神，我哋喺呢一方面应该睇自己系活嘅。
And on the other hand, we should see ourselves as living a new life in response to God.
我哋应该将自己献俾上帝，为主而活，为主作工。
And to dedicate our lives to Christ and serving our heavenly Father.
因为依家我哋系与基督一同藏响神里面。
Because now we are hidden with Christ in God.
响三章三节咁讲，因为你哋已经死了，你哋嘅生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
In verse 3, it says, For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
这个真的是很伟大的。
This truth speaks a glorious reality.
就是凡是真的相信耶稣基督而接受圣洗礼的基督徒。
That is any Christian who believes in Jesus and has been baptized.
从消极来讲，他和这个世界在罪面前已经看成是罪，是死了的人了。
In a passive view,They have died to the world of sin.
不会再被这个世界被罪捆绑来威胁。
There's nothing in the world that controls them anymore.
但是从积极方面来讲，基督徒的生命已经与基督一同藏在主里面。
In a proactive view, they are living a life hidden with Christ in God.
是以神与我们父上帝合而为一。
Meaning that they are made one with God.
这样，我们就在基督入面，基督就在父的怀里。
We are with Christ, and Christ is within the Father.
耶稣话佢与父原为一。
Jesus said himself, He is one with the Father.
所以你同我已经受洗，作为基督徒嘅，已经同耶稣基督藏响佢嗰度，藏响父嗰度，而且系与佢合而为一。
Therefore, you and I who are Christians, we are with Christ. We are also in unity with the Father.
于是乎，我哋因为有将来。将来是什么？我们以基督的荣耀是同时显现。
So in the future, we will appear with Christ in glory.
所以在第三章第四节这么讲，基督是我的生命，是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So in verse 4, it says, When Christ, who is your life, appears,
啊，这个，
then you also will appear with him in glory.
啊，这个就是基督徒一个很好的荣耀的盼望。
A Christian's hope is in Christ's glory.
这个盼望就是等待耶稣基督第二次荣耀降临的时候。
And this glory is in the second coming of Jesus.
正如是帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六到十七节这样
说。As written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 to 17.
他说当上帝的号筒一吹起。
When we hear the trumpet call of the Lord.
那些在基督里睡了的人，即是死了的人呢，必先与基督一同是荣耀复活。
Christians who have died in Christ will rise in glory first.
然后呢，那些仍然活在世上的真基督徒呢，怎样呢？他们就在那一刻，就以复活了的被提到云里的基督徒呢，一同去到云里。
Then Christians who are still alive will be caught up together with them in the clouds.
又在空中与主耶稣基督相会。这个就实践了永远同在的这种生活。
To meet the Lord in the air and share eternal life with Him.
以上三点。
These three truths we just shared.
是每一位基督徒可以作见证的真理。
Can be seen in every Christian's life.
这个是一个更新了的生命。
As Christians, both you and I have been given a new life.
绝对不是一些靠道德的修为去练成的。
This renewed life cannot be earned through being good.
更加不是一些理论啊，去建构出来的。
Nor can it be built up from human thinking.
所以在第二点就是所以。
So the second point is therefore.
所以基督徒当追求上面的事，在三章一节所讲。
In chapter 3 verse 1 it says, Christians ought to set their hearts on things above.
那我们会问了，什么叫上面的事呢？
Then we will ask, what are things above?
咁喺经文咧，直接回答咗上边嘅事系乜嘢咯
？Scripture directly answers this，
就系喺上边嗰度有主耶稣基督坐响父上帝嘅右边。
Things above are pointing to Jesus Christ, who is seated on the right hand of God in heaven above.
呢个意味住一位蒙神恩光照，而且生命得到更新嘅基督徒咧。
This means that a Christian who has been blessed a new life through the grace of God.
佢哋嘅人生追求嘅目标啊，喺边度咧？就系响坐响父天上父右边嘅嗰位耶稣基督。
Their life's pursuit is Christ, who sits on the right hand of God.
主耶稣基督就系上边嘅事嘅全部嘅内容同埋佢嘅实际。
Jesus is the embodiment of the things above.
主耶稣基督事实上系坐响父上帝宝座嘅右边。
Christ is seated next to the throne of God.
咁意味着咩嘢？就话佢已经系胜过死亡同埋撒旦嘅权势。
Symbolizing his victory over death and Satan's authority.
而且拥有属天嘅所有权柄同埋荣耀。
And also displays his holy majesty and glory.
所以基督徒就应该可以以佢作为地上生活一切嘅福乐嘅源头。
Christians should consider Christ as the Alpha and Omega of all good things.
以耶稣基督嘅心意成为自己生命生活嘅指标，成为福乐嘅缘由。
To have His will as our life's purpose and source of all joy and hope.
呢个唔系基督徒在地若天生活嘅实际表现咩
？When you think about it, is this not the most practical demonstration of Christians living out paradise on earth?
所以我哋基督徒应当思念上边嘅事。
Therefore, Christians should set their minds on things above.
追求同埋思念上面嘅事含义好相似，但系重点系唔同嘅。
To pursue and think of things above sound like the same thing, but the focus is different.
思念系强调人内心嘅心思意念。
To set our minds emphasizes our internal thoughts.
人嘅心思念边度，嗰度就系佢想渴想想。好爱慕嘅地方。
Where a person's mind is where their desires will be also.
基督徒嘅思念喺上边，即系指向耶稣基督啦。
A Christian's mind should be directed at Christ.
所以就会时时想亲近耶稣基督，多啲认识耶稣基督，更加去爱耶稣基督，信靠佢，同埋系信服佢。
The thoughts of drawing closer to God, understanding, loving, relying on and obeying Him should be in our minds.
咁样嘅话，追求嘅行动咧就会更加用力，更加系专注贯彻始终，唔会闲散懒惰啦。
That is why our pursuit of Him becomes stronger, more focused, and without yielding.
同时，所以基督徒应当轻看地上嘅事，呢个响三章二节所讲。
That's why in verse 2 it says Christians should reject earthly things.
人嘅心思系主管人嘅一切行动。
A person's thought controls their actions.
所以人是要保守自己的心胜过保守一切。
That is why man must guard their hearts above all else, for everything you do flows from it.
因此基督徒的心思是属天的话，他在地上的生活呢就会是属天的。
So when a Christian sets their minds on things above, their life on earth also reflects things above.
反过来说，如果他们的心思在地下的话，那他们的生活自然是属地的。同世界嘅人咧系冇分别。
In contrast, if a person sets their mind on earthly things, they belong to the earth and are no different from non-Christians.
因为属地嘅基督徒系辜负咗耶稣基督为我哋被钉喺十字架上成就救恩呢一个伟大嘅爱。
This actually denies Jesus' death on the cross and rejects his saving grace and love.
所以保罗提醒所有嘅真正基督徒。
This is why Paul cautions Christians.
积极方面就要将自己心思意念放在上面的耶稣基督那里。
Proactively, we must desire Christ who is above.
消极方面就不要将心思放在地面上面的东西。
Passively, we must put our minds and hearts off earthly things.
这样我们会问什么叫地上的事呢
So what are earthly things exactly?
在经文上下文原来已经有交代得清楚。
Looking at the full passage in chapters 2, verses 20 to 30, we clearly see the answer.
讲咗啦，喺第二章二十到廿三节就系话嗰啲人间嘅智慧传讲嘅道理，嗰啲虚假嘅 花巧的言语，这些小学，这些就叫做地上的事。
Earthly things are the human teachings and false messages that hold no value.
在第三章五至九节，他另外提到。
Also in chapter 3 verses 5 to 9 it says,
这些是地上写什么？就是地上肢体所犯的一切，譬如淫乱、污秽、邪情、贪婪、拜偶像、恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤、污秽的言语、讲大话等等。
Earthly things are whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips, etc.
你想想，这些我们有没有花时间放在这些地上的事呢？
Why should we even put a single thought on it at all? Wouldn't it be a waste?
所以第三点，因此。
Point three, furthermore.
因此我们作为基督徒，我们是先有生命，然后才有生活。
We must first have life so that we can live life.
我们应该知道。
We should all understand by now.
我们有什么生命，就会有什么生活的表现。
How we live our life reflects what kind of life we have.
所以基督徒已经拥有了从耶稣基督复活而来的生命。
Since Christians have a renewed life in Christ,
所以就可以表现出在地若天这种属天的生活。
We are able to live a life that reflects life in heaven.
反过来讲，
In contrast,
如果有人呢在地上是展现到属天的生活，
If someone's behavior reflects aspects of life in heaven,
但他从来都没有得到重生复活的这种新生命，
But doesn't actually have a renewed life in Christ,
这样他一定是假的基督徒，是甚至是假的先知，假的教师。
Then surely they are falseChristians or even false prophets and false teachers.
因此，我们就要以基督的心为心了。
So let Christ rule over your heart.
我们既然是有了基督复活的生命，
Since we do have a renewed life in Christ,
同时亦都与基督一同是与藏在父的怀里，与父合而为一。
And that we are hidden with Christ in God,
我们自然能够听到他的心声，明白他的心意，而且是以他的心为心。
We can clearly hear and understand God and adopt his own heart as our own.
而且这样的话，我们就可以隐藏自己，放低自己的己见，抛开所有的私欲。
That is why we can live with true humility and selflessness.
而且是甘心乐意遵行上帝的话语，顺服他的旨意。
And to obey his commands and follow his will with a joyful heart.
因此我们更加能够藉着这样而实践在地若天的生活。
So, we can live out paradise on earth in a practical way.
在基督徒在这方面来讲，
For Christians,
实践在地若天的生活呢，可以说是切实可行的。
To live out paradise on earth is possible through action.
因为是圣经的真理，是耶稣基督成就的，而且我们基督徒是亲身经历过的。
This is because the Bible is true. Christ has already succeeded in doing so through his own life, and we as Christians experience it as well.
完全不是人间智慧所能够建构出来的思想、主义和理想。
It's not something achieved but through any human means.
那些全部都是思考出来的空中楼阁，最终都是没什么把握可以实现的。
Because those thoughts and ideologies are only fantasies which cannot be realized.
所以你同我哋呢班真基督徒已经拥有在地若天嘅生命。
So be confident, we already have this new life where we can live paradise on earth.
就应该渴慕过在地若天嘅生活。
Our life is to strive to live out paradise on earth.
所以今日就让我哋一起明白呢个真理。
Let us understand this very clearly.
正如我哋嘅主祷文中有一句，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Just as the Lord's Prayer has the line, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们就愿天父的旨意在我们这一群的基督徒的心中空行无阻。
Let us pray that God will work powerfully in the hearts of every Christian here.
好像在天上空行无阻一样。
Just as it is in heaven.
好叫我们坐到这一班的真基督徒真是能够过到在地若天的生活。
So that we may all live out paradise on earth together.
愿上帝所出 出人意外的平安，在主耶稣基督里面保守我们的心怀意念，直到永远。阿们。
Let the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.